Children are the dog owners of the future. If it's done properly, looking after a dog can be a rewarding experience for both parties, which is why Roy Dyer from the Essex Dog Display Team has made it one of his missions to teach children how to interact with man's best friend.
Hopefully what we're trying to do is teach them to understand dogs now so that when they get their own dog or get involved with dogs, they'll understand what the dog is saying to them. And that's important because sadly most people don't. So children are important. They're very receptive to when you're telling them what to do. I mean, I hear children say to their parents, "Mum, Dad, you shouldn't do that." And these are 6 and 7 year old children. So we know the children are taking this on board. Unfortunately, parents don't. They tend to be a little bit, "Come here, sit, lay down, do as you like," and think that, you know, the harsher they are, the better the response it is. But children don't do that. They tend to encourage dogs. But the little thing we do with kids, when they come to our training sessions, we come in with a big cuddly toy, a big cuddly dog. And we twist its ear, we pull its tail, we pull its feet and stretch. We actually throw this across the floor. And children clearly realise there is a difference between a live animal and a cuddly toy. It seems to be parents that are encouraged them to think that dogs are cuddly toys. But the children are very much aware, so they say, "No, I know we mustn't twist dogs' ears. I know we mustn't pull their tails." And that's good. I mean, we're saying to them, look, totally different thing, because the response from a cuddly toy will be totally different than the one you get from a real dog if you twist its tail.
And some of the things that you teach them, other than sort of understanding that difference, what's involved in that?
They can learn basic obedience with their dogs. For instance, toilet training. Toilet training is so, so important. Unfortunately, with people, again, it's usually the older people, they will spend up to 2 years teaching their children toilet training. At no point during that 2 years will they smack the child for going to the toilet. Quite ridiculous if they did. But they will smack the dog. They'll get an 8-week-old puppy and say to this puppy, "Oh, you've just been to the toilet on the carpet." And they'll do incredibly strange things like rub their nose in it and tell them. Well, of course, you will never convince a dog that's wrong going to the toilet. What you will convince him is that going to the toilet when you're near him is wrong. So the dog waits for you to go to bed and then goes to the toilet and the whole cycle starts again. So we teach children toilet training is very simple. It can take about 10 days to teach a dog to empty on command and in one place. And the game with their parents, the parents just push the dog out in the back garden, say, "Go to the toilet," and then complain while the dog goes to the toilet all over the place. Rather than saying to the dog, "There's your loo, there you go, you get this reward for going." And it really does take a very, very short time. And you can just add a sound. If you add the sound at the time the dog's going, you stimulate the dog to empty on that sound. Give it lots of praise. It's a very simple process. But people don't do this, unfortunately. They just take them out into parks, they let them loose and mess and this sort of thing. Just don't bother to pick it up, which is horrendous. And of course, in cases where dogs haven't been wormed, it is a major, major health problem. Over 1,500 children last year were affected by worms from dog feces, and that's not good. So if you worm your dog every 3 months, very little problems exist.
What about those children that come to you who actually are absolutely terrified of dogs? Can you help them?
We get a great deal of children come to us that are terrified, are petrified to the point where they will actually vomit or they'll literally mess itself because of it. And we do, yes. We bring them into part of the training centre, which is enclosed. It's an enclosed building. And the dogs are outside and we let the children watch the dogs through the windows. Now, this may take an hour, 2 hours sometimes, just watching the dogs amongst themselves or with people going in there, brushing and stroking and things like this. And then the children start to begin to feel at ease. But you get some which are so petrified that we will have to do things. We have special long lines which go up to 50 metres, which we connect to a dog. The other side of perimeter fences, we take it through the fence, over some brick walls, into a car, and the child then sits in the car. And we encourage the child to hold the lead. Now, some children will hold it straight away and think, "Great, that dog's 50 metres away, can't get near me." Other children will take hours to hold the lead. They have such a great fear. Once they hold the lead, they begin to get this feeling of, "I'm controlling. I'm now controlling that dog. It's not a problem. It's not uncomfortable for me. Not uncomfortable for the dog, but I can control it." And then we reduce the length of the long line we have. And then the children come and stand the other side of the fence, just a few feet away from the dog. But of course, you have to choose the right dog. So all the dogs we choose for this particular exercise are very laid back, very placid, and proven to be very good with children. And then you can eventually get the children inside, giving the dog a tidbit, stroking them. And then what we actually do, we walk with the dog on our left, with a child on our right, and we feed the lead to the child, and we also hold the lead. We actually build up the kiddies' confidence, and the success rate is very, very good, I'm pleased to say.
That's Roy Dyer from the Essex Dog Display Team.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.